Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Procol Harum bringing us back. That's called A Whiter Shade of Pale. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning platters and talking about your small business and all the things associated with your small business. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. One of the things that's part of your business, folks, is you. You're the nexus of your business. If you aren't well, if you don't do well, if you're not centered, if you're not squared away, if you don't have your cornflakes together, the business doesn't have its cornflakes together. And we turn to people like Jim Ballard on a regular basis, and especially him. He's on the top of our list to help us get organized, get centered, get some balance in our lives so that we can function in the when we execute in our business. And Jim, as you know, he helps people write books. He's written many books of his own. He's helped a lot of other people write their books. The Well Done series, he's all over that. So how many Well Done books did you guys do, Jim?
About a dozen.
Yeah, how about that, folks? Little Wave, Old Swell, Mind Like Water. Those are just some of the books that Jim's written. His website is jimballard33.wixsite.com. So check that out, and, of course, you can find his books on Amazon. Hey, Jim, thanks again for being here. You're helping us understand the concept of joy. And how the season brings that out in us. But the trick, Jim, is to not just be this way during this season, isn't it? Finding a way to have joy all year long.
It's always there. We can always, and I'm going to talk about that now.
Okay.
How to bring that up. I mean, I need to talk about the what the angel said to the shepherds in the old story.
All right.
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. You've been talking about that goodwill toward others. But peace is also, with the joy, peace is almost the first thing that we feel when this comes to us. So how do we drive a pickaxe down through the crust of dailiness, the material mind that drives us every day, And let that joy up and feel that peace? I mean, one of the ways is just to ask yourself, how much peace do I feel? Mm-hmm. How can I tune in to where in myself it's coming from? And it might be like tuning in on one of those old radio dials that we grew up with to the right station. You know, you get lots of static, and you turn the dial real easy, and then suddenly that station comes in. It's sort of like that. We have to do that with ourselves, and it means quieting ourselves, stilling the mind. And once we feel that peace, then we can answer questions like about goodwill. How much goodwill do I feel toward others?
Sometimes I want to stop for a second, Jim, because I want you to help us with something. A lot of times the world is assaulting us in our small businesses. The world is assaulting us at all quarters, all quadrants, and it's hard to get ourselves over to that place that you just mentioned. And I do it with little prayers and little quiet prayers that I do, that I close my eyes and I do it. You do it with meditating. And sometimes you need a device. And I just think this is important to people. A lot of people might not think about it. You need a device. It's somewhat of a defense. It's a firewall. It's a barrier. It's a shield that you can put up to block the world out till you can get to that, to a centered place. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do the same thing, Jim. And you don't know how universal that is. Paramahansa Yogananda talks about that very thing. It means taking little timeouts, and nobody needs to see you. You can close your eyes if you're alone and it's unobtrusive, but you need to stop, especially when it's totally busy, or take yourself someplace, just turn toward a corner, turn away, and stop, and feel. You know, let that peace and that joy come up, or let the mind settle. It's sort of like the muddy water from the, you know, you put it in the jar, you have to wait until the water clears.
I don't mind telling people that mine is the 23rd Psalm.
That's a beautiful one.
I'm telling you.
I said that service for a friend that died the other day. I led the service for his commemoration, and I started by reading the 23rd Psalm.
If you'll say that real slow, you don't need to just say it. You need to let it come out of you real slow. If you'll say that real slow, the shields will come up, and you'll find yourself being a lot centered. And, Jim, you talk about meditating. Whatever you have to do, this is the way to get centered. And if you can get centered, you can find the joy in the in your business, even when you're being assaulted, and in your life, even when you're being assaulted. Last thoughts, Jim.
Folks, if you don't know the 23rd Psalm, Google it. And if you remember it from, as Jim and I do, you know it by heart. It's, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Just those words.
Right.
And go on and say it to yourself and peace yourself, enjoy yourself, and reach down to your AP, your angel part, because that'll enable you to see
angel part, folks. You learned that right here on the Small Business. Nowhere else on the planet can you learn about the angel part than right here from Jim Ballard. Hey, Jim, I love you. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that great? Angel part. I'm Jim Blassie. Hey, I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.